Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. You can check me out on Twitter, at TittleTutor, and neilhaley.com, and I'm excited to welcome the program, Jeff Stoltz of Unforgettable. Jeff, thanks for calling. How are you?
Thank you. How are you doing?
Fantastic. You know what, Jeff? This movie really spooks me. I saw the trailer. My wife and I were watching it last week while we were, you know, going through our DVR times on Saturdays. And I said to my wife, I said, I guarantee somehow I might end up interviewing someone from that film. And lo and behold, I did. But this is something that definitely will keep you on the edge of your seat, won't it, Jeff?
Yeah, this is the kind of movie that I won't see because I'm afraid of them. It's a bit of a throwback kind of 80s, 90s thriller, Fatal Attraction, Basic Instinct, a couple of really powerful, sexy women. I get kind of thrown in between them, and I'm just trying to hold on for the ride. It's fun. It's the kind of movie I think the people that have been seeing it, screening it, say things like, you know, they're talking to the screen, they're yelling at the characters. It's fun. I think it's going to get people on the edge of their seat, get them talking, and give them a little thrill.
It definitely seems like they'll give him a thrill. Tell us about your character, Jeff.
Well, I play Katherine Heigl's ex-husband. We share a daughter together, and then I meet and fall in love with Rosario Dawson's character. And, you know, just like every dude, I think I can handle more than I can handle, and I try to merge those worlds together, and things kind of just quickly derail. It's quite a ride, and, you know, I'm just trying not to screw up things and be a good dad and cultivate a relationship with Rosario. He's certainly kind of in the old between a rock and a hard place. It's fun. I think it's interesting. I think people watch it and, like, they feel bad for this guy, man. People relate to him.
You know, and I just can't believe he would think to do that, right, Jeff? Probably when you're reading the script saying, what are you doing putting your ex-wife involved with another girlfriend and the child, and thinking that there could be some, not as much as the chaos ends up happening in this film, but what was he thinking? I guess he was just thinking everything
yeah.
could be great.
You hope that your ex isn't going to turn into a crazy woman, crazy person. That's what you're thinking.
And I think what snaps that character is the fact that you guys were all together. I couldn't imagine one of my ex-girlfriends and my wife and my children living under the same roof for one day or 2 days, and what the jealousy that could happen between women. But I guess you will find out in the film why the two characters, why your ex just gets so jealous. What's the reason? I guess no one can get over you, right, Jeff? That's what it is, right?
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to, man. I think it's all about me. You're right. Appreciate you pointing that out. Thank you.
And I was checking out, you know, it's kind of funny. What do you think of yourself? Did you think that you'd kind of be this kind of heartthrob kind of film guy and TV guy? Did you think when you started acting that this would happen?
Oh, nah, man. I just, you know, when you start acting, particularly a guy that didn't have a clue what he was doing, I'm still just barely figuring it out. I'm just, I feel grateful to keep working and get some opportunities to work with really talented, awesome people. And if they want to hire me to be the heartthrob or whatever you want to call it, I'm happy to show up and give it my best. Yeah, it's funny how that works. You kind of just get put into a category and you run with it. So I'll take it.
Exactly. And what did you think of working with the cast? Did you enjoy the cast in filming this?
Yeah, I really did. You know, I mean, if you think about it, like Katherine Heigl and Rosario Dawson, they've been around and they've been doing this for years and years, much longer than I have. They both started working when they were 12 or 13 years old, something like that. And You know, so I was a fan of these women before I actually got a chance to meet them and work with them. So I kind of went into that, you know, I was all enthusiastic and excited, and I'm like, you know, this is going to be great. And then you get there, and you're like, wait a second, man, I gotta bring it. I gotta bring my A game. These are old pros, but they're, you know, they're just such solid people. And Catherine really, it was an interesting dynamic because of her character. I mean, she was playing a very rigid, kind of scary, turned out to be a little scarier than you, and crazy character. So she had to kind of, she wore that. She had to really live in that character. So our dynamic on set was interesting because she stayed in that character most of the time. That's a lot of energy that goes into that, and to be able to, you know, she kind of had to wear it and live in that space. On the other side, so I didn't really like being around her till the end of the day, until she put Tessa to bed for the night. Then I could hang out with her and joke with her and all that. But during the day, I just kind of kept myself away from her, just like in real life, I think I would have. But then Rosario, like, you know, with half of that, the movie for us was just a love story and getting to know each other and sex and sexy time and flirty, and it was so that one was fun. That was a lot more fun than getting yelled at by the ex-wife.
You know, when you talk about Catherine and Tessa, I guess you're gonna make sure if you meet a Tessa in the bar or something, you're gonna run away, right?
Nope, I don't do Tessas. I don't do crazy. I learned from this movie.
Yeah, so you'll be watching out when certain people are just like, when you start seeing any of the signs that Tessa has when you're hanging out with women, you're like, okay, I'm running away. I'm gone. I'm out.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, just that look. Now I see that look coming, and I make myself scarce.
You know what's funny is when you talk about Catherine and her character, is that she played that character all the time. Have you seen that since you've acted, that some people just love to live in character throughout the filming or TV shoot or whatever?
Yeah, you know, I think that some roles call for that a lot more than others. Like, you know, I certainly didn't have to work hard to find Rosario Dawson attractive. I didn't have to work hard to fall in love with the girl that plays my daughter. I mean, that was instant chemistry, and she's beautiful and charming and just such a sweet little girl that's a lot easier for me to bring that to the character than it is for somebody who's not mean, who's not crazy, who's not any of those things to build that and to prepare for that. So, you know, and sometimes that, you know, it's not just thinking that, it's not just acting. It's like, you know, it was a very specific wardrobe choice. It was a hair choice. It was the way she carried herself, her facial expressions. It was her posture, the way she stood. So that, so that's what I mean. Like, it was, you know, once she kind of put Tessa on every morning, you kind of live in that. You live in that for the day. So, you know, between takes, you know, Rosario Dawson and I and Isabella, the girl that played our daughter, are like, you know, we're joking and high-fiving and over at the craft service table stealing free food. And Catherine would stay to herself and for the most part, and try to stay in that character. So, you know, we out of respect for that, you don't go over there and try to make, you know, fart jokes with her when she's trying to, stay in character. So yeah, I got a lot of respect for that. It's a lot of effort and it's a lot of work. And she really pulled it off. I was really impressed, and it was fun to be around.
Okay, so Unforgettable is in theaters nationwide on April 21st, Friday, April 21st. Where's the best place we can find information on you, Jeff? Where can we go? Are you on Twitter and stuff that people can follow you and stuff?
Yeah, I'll give you my mom's number. You call her and she'll tell you everything she wants you to know about me. I mean, I'm on Twitter, but I do a lot of I'm a little bit more of an Instagram guy. It's just, I think it's just my name. All right, it's Jeff M. Stoltz. But if you follow me, you're just going to get pictures of my dog mostly.
No, I thought you were going to take a bunch of selfies. You seem like a selfie guy, man.
Oh, man. I've never been able to figure that out. Like, I can't, I don't think I'm that interesting, so I'm not going to bore anybody with a bunch of stupid selfies of myself. Also, I don't want to see myself. I live with myself.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks for calling. Best of luck and good luck next Friday, okay?
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care. See ya. Okay. See ya. All right. Bye-bye. You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.